بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we begin the chapter the author he has mentioned رحمه الله تعالى. باب ما جاء في الاستسقاء بالأنواء. باب ما جاء في الاستسقاء بالأنواء. The chapter with regards to that which has come related to the ruling of al-istisqa. Al-istisqa is talab al-suqya, to ask for rain, to seek rain. Bil-anwa'i, by way of the stars. By way of the stars. Yani meaning with regards to the threat of this, the dangers of this, and the prohibition with regards to this. Al-istisqa is to seek rain. It's to seek rain, to seek water, to seek rain. And al-anwa, these are the stars. The plural of al-anwa is nawun. And the people of knowledge, they have mentioned that this word refers to the rising, or the time of the rising of certain stars and the setting of other stars. And there are 28 stars, and they call them anwa. And throughout the year, in every different periods, according to the phases of the moon, the one star will rise and another one will fall at the same time. One star will rise in one horizon and another will fall at the same time. And through the course of the year, each one will come and each one will go. These are particular stars. So some of the people of knowledge refer to these times of their rising and setting as the note, and others have mentioned actually the star itself is the note. But in any case, this is with regards to seeking blessing, or excuse me, seeking rain from the stars, or ascribing the blessing of rain from the presence of the stars. And the ruling with regards to this is that this is impermissible. And from the completion of at-tawheed and the perfection of the ikhlas and making the deen sincerity for Allah Azza wa Jal alone, and from the completion of the tawheed al-wajib, the obligations of at-tawheed, is to ascribe the blessings to the one who provides them, is to ascribe all of the blessings to the one who provides them, and to ascribe the blessings to Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the one who sends the rain from the sky, and He is the one who provides the provision alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the one who gives the good to the people and protects them from harm. So to ascribe these blessings to other than Him is from the greatest actions of oppression and from the greatest things that negate the tawheed, the obligations of at-tawheed. So therefore the author, he mentioned this chapter in this book to clarify this issue, the obligation of ascribing the blessings to Allah Azza wa Jalla, the one who provides them, and to know with certainty that the blessings, all of them, all of the good of this life, and likewise in the deen as well, it all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the provider of that, and He is the one who sustains mankind and the creation. So with regards to ascribing the blessing of rain to the stars, if one were to believe that the stars, they bring the rain alone by themselves, that the stars, they bring the rain alone by themselves, then this is major disbelief, major disbelief. Some people, they believe that a certain star, or the appearance of a star, and the rain came because of that star. The rain came because of that star. Then this is major disbelief, and a person who will leave Islam with this creed, waliyadu billah. Other people, they will not believe that the star brings the rain itself, or causes the rain to come itself, but rather they believe that Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the one who brings the rain. But the presence of that star is the reason for the rain. But the presence of that star, or that time that star is present in the sky, this is the reason for the rain. And this is minor disbelief or minor shirk, because they had made something a reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make a reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make it a reason for the rain to come, for this, that the fact that stars are in the sky, or a certain star appears in the sky. But rather the reason why the rain comes is from the mercy and the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, and from His kindness to mankind, and from his wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from the means to obtain rain, not the presence of stars in the sky and the likes like this. So therefore, this issue here, if one believed that the star itself brings the rain, this is major disbelief. وَلِيَعْذُ بِاللَّهِ. And if a person, he believed that it is Allah Azza wa Jal who brings the rain, but he ascribes that to the star and believing that it's because of the presence of a particular star that this is the means for the rain to come, then this is minor shirk or minor disbelief. There is one other issue which is rare, even in the times of Jahiliyyah, the people of knowledge, they mention, and this goes back to the previous chapter, Tanjim. And that is that some of them, they will even believe in the stars and call on them, and call on the stars. And they will call on the stars and supplicate and seek rain from the stars directly and worship them. And the likes like this, and this is also from major disbelief. So this chapter clarifies these issues, and the author, he mentioned this in order for the believer to be aware of these false creeds and these false beliefs and these affairs that will bring deficiency to the Tawheed. So that a believer, he'll be aware of that, and he can see that with insight, and he'll know how to perfect his faith and to establish the Tawheed al-Khalis, which is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, بَابُ مَا جَاءَ فِي الْإِسْتِسْخَاءِ بِالْأَنْوَاءِ وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And the statement of Allah the Most High, وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ. And instead of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the provision that He provides you, you deny Him and you belie Him. And this verse has been revealed with regards to this issue, that there are people who will say that we receive rain because of this star or that star, that we receive rain because of this star or that star, that a blessing would come, the blessing of rain would come, and then they would ascribe that to the presence of a star. They would ascribe that to the presence of a star in the sky. So instead of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is providing that blessing, they ascribe that blessing to other than Him. And this is a foul way, and this is a bad path, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, He will provide the blessings. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, He will provide the blessings. And then someone will ascribe that to other than Him. And then someone will ascribe that to other than Him. It is Allah Azza wa Jal who sends the rain from the sky as a mercy for the servants and a mercy for the creation and for mankind, for them to benefit from. And then to ascribe that to other than Allah, this is oppression, and this is foul, and this is incorrect, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blaming the people for in this verse. وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ. And you have, instead of thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for the provision, you have belied Him and denied Him by ascribing those blessings to other than Allah. And this is something that a believer, he should be aware of, that all of the blessings they come from Allah. That all of the good that one has that comes to a person, or the fact that he is safe and healthy or in security, and all of the evil or harm that is deterred from him and that he is saved from, this is from the blessing of Allah first and foremost, not from his cleverness, or not because of some of his wealth or actions that he had taken previously, or because of an individual or someone else. And it's been mentioned that some people, they would say, if it was not for such and such, we would have been robbed, or if it would not have been such and such, I would have been wrecked. I would have gotten into a wreck if it was not for this and that. But rather, it's the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. And to ascribe that to other than Allah Azza wa Jal, this is deficiency in Tawheed and deficiency in creed and faith. And these are from the means. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who brings these things into effect. So therefore, He is the one who provides and sustains and brings the blessings alone. And He is the one who protects from harm and from evil and from danger. And therefore, He is the one who is praised and thanked. And these blessings are ascribed to Him and not His creation, and not to the means, and not to the means, and not to the means. So then the author, he mentions, وَعَنْ أَبِي مَالِكٍ الْأَشْعَرِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ قَالَ. From the narration of Abi Malik al-Ash'ari رضي الله عنه, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, أَرْبَعٌ فِي أُمَّتِي مِنْ أَمْرِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ لَا يَتْرُكُونَهُنَّ. أَرْبَعٌ فِي أُمَّتِي مِنْ أَمْرِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ لَا يَتْرُكُونَهُنَّ. That there are four affairs there are four affairs from the affairs of al-jahiliyyah. Four affairs in my ummah. There are four affairs in my ummah from the affairs of al-jahiliyyah, and they will not leave them. And they will not leave them. Four affairs in my ummah, meaning four affairs that some of my ummah will continue to be upon and persist upon. Four affairs from the affairs of al-jahiliyyah. Al-Jahiliyyah is the era specifically before the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the state of mankind before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's described here al-Jahiliyyah to al-Jahl, meaning that they were in extreme misguidance and they were in extreme ignorance. And in that period was the period of al-Jahiliyyah, of extreme ignorance that they were upon with regards to creed and conduct and the likes like this. And even after that, likewise, there some of the traits of Jahiliyyah remain. Even after the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, some of the traits of Jahiliyyah and the days of ignorance, they remain in some of the people. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's saying that there are four traits in his ummah that from the affairs of Jahiliyyah that the people will not leave. And he meaning the Muslims. The Muslims will not leave them. And these affairs, they're present. It doesn't mean that everybody will have these affairs, but some of these people will have these affairs. And some of these affairs will remain amongst some of the Muslims, but not all of the Muslims. And whenever the knowledge is strong and the Tawheed is spread through the lands and the Sunnah is clarified, then these traits will not be present. But whenever the deen becomes weak and the knowledge becomes weak throughout the lands in particular areas, that's the time whenever the ignorance and the traits of ignorance, they arise and the people are tried by them. So sometimes these affairs may be present in some lands and may not be present in other lands, and they may be present in certain times or places more than others, or in certain individuals more than others. The point is that these affairs, they will remain, and there will be people who ascribe to al-Islam, they will be tried by them. Some of the affairs of al-Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-Fakhru bil-Ahsab, wa-ta'nu fil-Ansab, wa-istisqa'u bil-Nujum, wa-Niyaha. Al-Fakhru bil-Ahsab, to brag and boast about a person's family and forefathers, and a person himself, his status and his rank, and the feats and the things that the forefathers have done, and the likes like this. Al-Ahsab. Al-Hasab is the, for example, somebody who has a great father or a grandfather or uncle or tribesmen that have done many good things in society, or they're known for doing great events or accomplishing great things and the likes like this. So for a person to brag and boast about that and to consider himself better than others because of that, or what his forefathers have done, this is wrong and incorrect. And in al-Islam, a person, it is not allowed for him to brag and boast and to think that he's better than others because of his own deeds. So how could he think that he's better than others because of the deeds of his forefathers? The deeds of his forefathers. So therefore here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this is from the affairs of Jahiliyyah. That the people in Jahiliyyah, they used to do this. That if they would have forefathers who had preceded them, who had done notable things or were known for certain good qualities and traits, then their ancestors after them, they would brag and boast over the people, and they would consider themselves better than the people and the likes like this, and belittle the people based upon this affair that their forefathers have done previously, or that their forefathers were this and that their forefathers were that. So this is all impermissible and from the affairs of al-Jahiliyyah. Also, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَطَعْنُوا فِي الْأَنْسَابِ وَطَعْنُوا فِي الْأَنْسَابِ. Also from the affairs of al-Jahiliyyah and from the days of ignorance, that which they were upon is to speak ill of the lineage, to speak ill of the lineage. And this can happen in more than one way. For example, a person, he will cause doubt in the lineage of an individual, and he will say, oh, this person here, that's not his father, or he's not from that tribe. No, he can't be from that tribe. Look at him like this, and it's known that he's from that family, or it's established that his father is his father. And then somebody will come and try to find fault with that ascription and to cause the people to doubt about that without any evidence or proof. This is all impermissible, and this is all what the people of Jahiliyyah were upon previously. Another aspect that people of knowledge, they mentioned with regards to finding fault with the lineage, is to talk bad about people because of their lineage. to say, oh, this person, he's from this tribe. Oh, he's from that tribe. Oh, this tribe, they're known for this. Or this tribe is that, and they're this and they're that. And then to belittle somebody because of his tribe, and to think that people are lowly because of a particular tribe, or he's from that tribe, and the likes like this, to find fault with their lineage, or his, these are his forefathers, or he's in this family, and so on and so forth, to find fault with his lineage in this manner directly. This is all from the affairs of al-jahiliyyah, and from the days of ignorance, and from the affairs that the people of ignorance were upon, contrary to al-Islam. Contrary to al-Islam. This is not permissible in al-Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after that, he mentioned, what is istisqa'u bin nujum? What is istisqa'u bin nujum? And to seek rain from the stars. And to seek rain from the stars. And this is the point of this narration the author is mentioning here. To seek rain from the stars, or to ascribe the rain to the stars, is what is intended here. To ascribe the rain to the stars. Meaning to believe that they receive rain because of the presence of a particular star. If they believe that that star, he brought the rain itself, that the rain came from that star, then that is major shirk and disbelief. As for if they believe that it is Allah who brings the rain, but the presence of a star was the means for the rain to come, and they ascribed the rain to the star in this manner, then this is minor shirk and the lesser disbelief. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned after that, wa niyaha. An-niyaha is to wail and to cry and raise the voice in crying over the deceased. And it is known that this was from the affairs of Jahiliyyah, that if one of their family members would die, that some of the women particularly, but it's not restricted to women, but it was known more with regards to the women, that they would scream and that they would yell and they would become very angry and upset and raise their voices and lose their minds and pull out their hair and slap their faces. وَلِيَهَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And they would tear their clothing and the likes like this. But here this is specifically with niyaha, which is raising the voice and screaming and yelling at the deceased or at the time of calamity and hardship. So all of these affairs here, these are from the affairs of jahiliyyah, from the affairs of al-jahiliyyah. وَقَالَ, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, وَالنَّائِحَةُ إِذَا لَمْ تَتُوبْ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهَا تُقَامُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَعَلَيْهَا سِرْبَالٌ مِنْ قَطِيرَانٍ وَدِرْعٌ مِنْ جَرَبٍ. رواه مسلم. And the na'iha, she's the woman who wails. She's the woman who screams and yells at the time of a calamity and the likes like this, the death of a loved one, so on and so forth. This woman here that does this action, if she does not repent before she dies, then she will be stood up on the day of resurrection, and she will arise, out of her grave, on the day of resurrection, and she will have a garment from a sirbal. A sirbal is a long garment, like a thobe, a complete body garment. Min qatiran, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that Ibn Abbas, he said, radiallahu anhuma, that this is nuhas al-mudhab, that this is al-qatiran, is melted nuhas. Nuhas is brass, melted brass. It will be on her body. Other people of knowledge mention it's a type of sap that comes from a tree that is very, very hot. In any case, this will be covering her body. Wadir'un min jarab. And likewise, she will have a dir. A dir is the body armor that a soldier will wear that will cover his body likewise. The metal armor that will go on the body. Min jarab. The jarab is the scabies and the skin disease. Those the mites that will be a skin disease that is highly contagious and very uncomfortable, that itches tremendously. So this will be her punishment whenever she's screaming and yelling and wailing like this and tearing her clothes, so on and so forth. Then she will be resurrected in this manner, وَلِيَعْذُ بِاللَّهِ. And all of this is an indication that this is a major sin. That this is a major sin to wail and to scream and to cry out loud and the likes like this uncontrollably at the time of the death of a loved one and so on and so forth. This is from the major sins. So the point of the author mentioning this here, rahimahullahu ta'ala, al-istisqa'u bin nujum, to ascribe the rain to the stars, to ascribe the rain to the stars. So the author, he says, وَلَهُمَا عَنْ زَيْدِ بْنِ خَالِدٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنُّهُ قَالِ. And also from them, the both of them, from the hadith of Zayd ibn Khalid رضي الله عنهما that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said صلى لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة الصبح بالحديبية على إثر السماء كانت من الليل that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he led us in prayer the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he led us in prayer in the morning prayer he led us in the morning prayer in الحديبية and it was after it had rained the night before. He led us in the morning prayer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after it had rained the night before in Al-Hudaybiyyah. In Al-Hudaybiyyah. So, فَلَمَّا أَنْصَرَفَ أَقْبَلَ النَّاسِ أَقْبَلَ عَلَى النَّاسِ فَلَمَّا أَنْصَرَفَ أَقْبَلَ عَلَى النَّاسِ So whenever he turned around, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and faced the people. This word here is used whenever the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is praying. After he prays, the companions, they will mention, فَلَمَّا أَنْصَرَفَ أَوْ إِذَا أَنْصَرَفَ Whenever he In sarafa. And sarafa means dhahaba, to go. But what is intended here is whenever he finished the prayer and he turns around and faces the people. This is called insiraf al-imam. Insiraf al-imam. Whenever the imam, he turns around. Before he would do this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram, and then turn around. So this insiraf of the imam, or of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would not be until after he mentioned this short supplication, and then he would turn around. So therefore it's legislated for the imam to follow him in this, and this is the imam, he will make the salam, and then he will not turn around and face the people until he made this short supplication. Astaghfirullah, 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 Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. This is the supplication that has been reported authentically from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for everyone who is praying the obligatory prayer to mention this after he is finished and for the imam to not turn around and face the people until he mentioned that. So here he's referring to this here. After the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned this supplication, then turned around and he faced the people. فَقَالَ He mentioned and he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَلْ تَدْرُونَ مَاذَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ هَلْ تَدْرُونَ مَاذَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ Do you know what your Lord said? Do you know what your Lord said? قَالُوا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ عَالَمُ The companions at this time, they said, Allah and His Messenger know best. قَالَ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَسْبَحَ مِنْ عِبَادِي مُؤْمِنٌ بِي وَكَافِرٌ أَسْبَحَ مِنْ عِبَادِي مُؤْمِنٌ بِي وَكَافِرٌ He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this morning from Allah, he says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that Allah, he said. What kind of hadith is that? Qudsi. Hadithun Qudsi. Naam, hadithun Qudsi. Naam, so the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah said that this morning my slaves have woken up, believers in me and disbelievers. And this morning they have woken up, believers in me and disbelievers. And some of them are believers and some of them are disbelievers. فَأَمَّا مَنْ قَالَ مُطِرْنَا بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ فَذَلِكَ مُؤْمِنٌ بِي كَافِرٌ بِالْكَوْكَبِ As for the one, whenever he woke up, he said that we received rain, meaning last night, from the grace of Allah and from His mercy, then this one, he is a believer in me and a disbeliever in the stars. وَأَمَّا مَنْ قَالَ مُطِرْنَا بِنَوْءِ كَذَا وَكَذَا فَذَلِكَ كَافِرٌ بِي مُؤْمِنٌ بِالْكَوْكَبِ And as for the one who whenever he awoke, he said that we received rain last night because of the star such and such, then he is a disbeliever in me and a believer in the star. So this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned here, and this is a hadith in Qudsi. That the one who ascribes the rain and the coming of the rain to Allah Azza wa Jal, then he has fulfilled the obligation of al-Tawheed, and he has fulfilled the right of Allah Azza wa Jal with regards to this. And this is the correct way, and from the statements of Iman and al-Tawheed, that the rain, it came because of the grace of Allah and His mercy. The rain, it came or it comes because of the grace of Allah and His mercy. And likewise, the rest of the blessings. The rain and the health and the prosperity and the wealth and the children and the family. All of the good a person has, it comes from Allah and by the permission of Allah. No doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has legislated means for those things to come about. But He is the one who brings them. And they are from His blessing and from His authority and command and from His His will, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore He is the one who these blessings should be ascribed to alone, and He is the one who deserves praise, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thanks for these blessings. As for the one who ascribes the blessings to other than Him, like in this narration, the one who ascribed the rain, the coming of the rain, to other than Allah, to the star, for example, then he has disbelieved. He has disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believed in the star. Disbelieved in Allah Azza wa Jal. What does this mean here? Goes back to the original. If depending on the person in his creed, if they ascribed it to the star, they said that we receive rain because of this star and that star. If they believe that star is the one who brought the rain, this is major disbelief, major disbelief. But if they said that believing that Allah Azza wa Jal, He's the one who brings the rain, but the star or the presence of that particular star that night was the cause of that or the reason for that, then or the means for that, then this one is lesser. This is lesser disbelief. This is lesser disbelief, and this is not taking one from al-Islam. These details are important to understand, because maybe we will see sometimes, or we will be in situations when this will happen, or we will know individuals who will fall into the likes of this. So we will be able to determine the difference between the two. Which one is major disbelief? Both of them are dangerous, no doubt. But major disbelief is major, and much greater than minor disbelief. So the fact that a person felt in major disbelief, this means that he left the religion and he's not a Muslim no more. But as for the one who fell into lesser disbelief, he's still a Muslim. He's still a Muslim. So the issue is great. The issue is great. Both affairs are very dangerous. But for a believer to be upon insight with regards to these rulings and these affairs. So now after this, the author, he says, وَلَهُمَا مِنْ حَدِيثِ إِبْنِ عَبَاسٍ مَعْنَاهُ وَفِيهِ. And also from them too, meaning Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, with the same meaning. And in that narration, قَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ. Some of them, they said, لَقَدْ صَدَقَ نَوْءُ كَذَا وَكَذَا فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ فَلَا أُقُسِمُ بِمُوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ إِلَى قَوْلِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. And in this narration, it's mentioned that some of them said that verily the star such and such was truthful, and it was truthful, meaning they're ascribing the rain to the star. And then at this time, Allah Azza wa Jal, He revealed the verses in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, فَلَا أُقُسِمُ بِمُوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ, and I swear by the positions of the stars, until the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ, and instead of showing thanks to Him for the blessings, then you belie Him and deny Him, meaning by ascribing the blessings to other than Allah Azza wa Jal. So here we see that the completion of a tawheed, tawheed al-wajib, and what is an obligation to complete and to fulfill the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal as is prescribed, is that the blessings are ascribed to Him and not to the creation and not to the means that He has made. Even the presence of a star, it's not even a means. It's not even a means. So these people here, they had made a mistake in more than one way. They had made a mistake by making something a means that's not a means. The fact that stars, a particular star comes in the sky or goes away in the sky, that's not a means for the rain to come. So they made a mistake here. This is called minor shirk, by making means or establishing means that are not legislative or universal means that Allah has decreed. Then this is a type of minor shirk. But likewise, they have ascribed that blessing of the rain to other than Allah Azza wa Jal as well. And this is another mistake and another action of disobedience. So the blessings, they're from Allah. And for a believer to know that, and to know that with his heart, and to know that all the good that he has, it comes from Allah, and to remember that, and to show thanks, and to state the thanks with the tongue. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, it rained. Alhamdulillah, like Alhamdulillah, it rained. Alhamdulillah, my family is at home safe. Alhamdulillah, my bills are paid. Alhamdulillah, I'm healthy. Alhamdulillah, every blessing is all of the. I can see my health is good. My family is good. Everybody is safe. Everything. Alhamdulillah, all of these blessings, they're from Allah, and a believer, he remembers that. A believer, he remembers that. He remembers that with his tongue, by praising Allah and thanking Him, and he remembers that with his heart, It's very important. Very important to remember the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla with one's heart, and to know that they came from Allah. They know to know that they came from Allah. He's the one who gave them. He's the one who provided them. And to also be aware that many of the people don't have the blessings that you have. There are many people in life that Allah did not bestow the same blessings. From the first and foremost, the blessing of the deen. The blessing of the deen. And even after that, many of the blessings that we have that go by us and sometimes we think nothing of. Many people, they don't have them. So to remember the blessings of Allah, to remember the situation that one is in, from his happiness or from his ease or from his wealth or from his family, he sees good from his family, it's a blessing of Allah. He sees good from his children, it's a blessing from Allah, from his wife, and the likes like this, it's a blessing of Allah. In his home, he's peaceful, he goes home and he sleeps and he wakes up and he's peaceful and he's safe and there's no harm and he's not afraid somebody's going to harm him. This is a blessing from Allah, a great, 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 great blessing. A great, great blessing. Nobody knows the reality of that blessing except for those who have lost it. Except for those who have lost it, to sit in the masjid. Such a great blessing. Some people, they may not be allowed to sit in the masjid. And to sit in the masjid of the people of the sunnah, a great blessing. A great blessing. So these come from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and a believer, he remembers them all throughout his day. He's remembering the blessings of Allah, and he's thanking Allah with his heart, and thanking Allah with his tongue, and striving his best to use those blessings in a manner that is allowed and permissible, in a manner that is good, and striving his best likewise to not fall into the traps of shaitan and the whims of his soul, and use those blessings in the disobedience of Allah. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the author, he mentions, وَفِيهِ مَسَائِلٍ. In this chapter there are issues. الْأُولَى تَفْسِيرُ آيَةِ الْوَاقِعَةِ. The interpretation of the verse in Waqi'ah, meaning that those people, they ascribed the rain to other than Allah, and Allah revealed that verse. And you make your وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَيْشُكْرَكُمْ لِرِزْقِهِ. And that you make your thanks, the thanks that you show for your blessings and your provision that he gives you, you show thanks by ascribing that to other than Allah. In reality, their thanks is nothing but disbelief and denial. Their thanks is ingratitude, and it's not thanks. They have turned what they should show thanks for into ingratitude by belying Allah Azza wa Jalla and ascribing those blessings to other than Him. الثانية الأربعو التي من أمري الجاهلية. The second benefit, the four affairs that are from the affairs of الجاهلية. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned that it's not only four affairs, but the Prophet, he just mentioned these affairs here in this narration. He just mentioned these four affairs here specifically in this narration, but in reality, there are other affairs likewise from the affairs of al-jahiliyyah, from the affairs of jahiliyyah. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has a whole book about this. There's more than 100 affairs of jahiliyyah that he mentioned. And it's called Masail al-jahiliyyah, Masail Al-Jahiliyyah, the affairs of Al-Jahiliyyah. And these are the affairs that the people of Jahiliyyah were upon in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and whenever he came, he opposed them. Whenever he came, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he opposed them. It's called Masail Al-Jahiliyyah. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'll study this book someday after we finish some of the books that we are studying now. It's in our curriculum, inshaAllah. Masail Al-Jahiliyyah. The first masala that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam opposed the people of Jahiliyyah with was with regards to making shirk with Allah. With regards to making shirk with Allah. The first thing he opposed them with, and the greatest thing that he opposed them with, and from the greatest affairs of the affairs of Jahiliyyah, is to worship other than Allah. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And also from the affairs that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he opposed them with, from the affairs of Jahiliyyah, is that they used to, they would not be united, they would be divided. They would not unite behind a particular individual. They would all be divided, this tribe and that tribe, and they would fight one another, so on and so forth, and they would refuse to cooperate and to unite upon unity, or to be unified. And as for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came likewise and he opposed that, and he united the tribes and he united the people by way of at-tawheed and by way of the proper creed and the proper belief. Likewise, from the affairs of Jahiliyyah, these are the first three that's mentioned in that book, by the way. Also, any other than these four affairs, is that the people of Jahiliyyah, they used to not listen nor obey anyone. And the leaders, they would not listen and obey them. They did whatever they liked, and they refused to obey and to listen and to have one particular leader that they would follow behind, and the likes like this. And this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam likewise opposed. So again, these affairs here mentioned in this narration, there's four of them, but they're not the only affairs that the people of Jahiliyyah were upon. And they're not the only affairs of Jahiliyyah that remain in this ummah, or amongst some of the people of this ummah. الثالثة ذكر الكفر في بعضها. The third issue is to mention some of this, that some of these affairs are disbelief. That some of these affairs are disbelief. And you know, like, for example, this istisqa' bin-nujum. This is a type of disbelief, and we have seen that which has preceded. Al-Rabi'a anna min al-kufri ma la yukhriju min al-millah. The fourth benefit is that there is from aspects of disbelief that do not take one out of al-Islam. There are aspects of disbelief that do not take one out of al-Islam. This is important to know. This is an important point and a benefit to be aware of, that a person could fall into an action or a statement of disbelief and not leave al-Islam. And there are certain actions and statements that are considered disbelief, but they're not major disbelief, and they do not take a person out of al-Islam, lesser disbelief. Like here, ascribing the blessing to other than Allah Azza wa Jalla, while believing that is from Allah, ascribing it as a means. Like, for example, those who ascribe the rain to the star, believing that Allah brings the rain and that the star is a means for that, and Allah did not make that a means. This is not major disbelief. It's minor disbelief. And it's lesser than that, and does not take a person out of Islam. Al-khamisa qawluhu asbaha min ibadi mu'minun bi wa kafir wa bi sababi nuzuli an-ni'mah. And here we see the fifth benefit is the statement that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned in that narration, that this morning my slaves have woken believing in me and disbelieving. Some are believers in me and disbelieving. The reason why this was revealed is because of the descent of a blessing. And why did Allah reveal this revelation? And this narration was revealed to the Prophet, that my slaves woke up this morning, some believing in me and others disbelieving. Because Allah, He sent down the rain. So Allah, He sent down a blessing from the sky, and then what the people, how they dealt with that blessing and what they mentioned and believed with regards to that blessing, this was the reason for the revelation of this narration. As-sadisa at-tafattunu lil-imani fi hadha al-mawdi'. And the sixth benefit is to pay attention and to be aware of the issue of faith and iman with regards to this affair. And that it is from iman and from the completion and the perfection of the faith and from the obligations of the deen that the blessings are ascribed to Allah alone. That the blessings are ascribed to Allah alone. Likewise, as-sabi'a, he says the seventh benefit, at-tafattunu lil-kufri fi hadha al-mawdi'. And likewise, to pay attention and be aware of the disbelief that can occur at this time or at this particular issue, this issue here, meaning the issue of ascribing the blessings to other than Allah, that this is a type of disbelief and showing ingratitude, disbelieving and being ungrateful for the blessing. Allah, He sent the rain as a blessing and a mercy from Him, and then they ascribe it to somebody else. This is ingratitude and ungrateful. And this is a type of disbelief. So to be aware of these affairs here. الثامنة, the eighth benefit, التفطن لقوله لقد صدق نوء كذا وكذا. And also to be aware of the statement that some of them said that verily the star such and such was truthful, meaning that whenever it came, it brought the rain. And so this is also from there, that false creed or that mistake in that statement. التاسعه, the ninth benefit, اخراج العالم التعليم للمساله بالاستفهام عنها لقوله اتدرون ماذا قال ربكم. The ninth benefit here is how a person of knowledge, he will teach the people and he will clarify an issue by asking a question. And this is with regards to the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you know what your Lord said? So instead of coming directly saying, your Lord said this and your Lord said that, rather he got their attention first by asking a question. And this is from the good methodology in teaching. A person is going to demonstrate something or to clarify a particular issue in the deen. And from the ways of doing that is to ask questions. For the teacher to ask questions. Even sometimes the student can come and ask a question, but really he means by way of that, teaching. The student, maybe he knows the answer, but he knows other students who need to hear the answer from that particular teacher, for example, so he will ask the question, similar to what has come in Hadith Jibreel alayhi salam. Akhbirni an al-Islam, tell me about al-Islam, and until the end of the Hadith. The last benefit the author, he mentioned, rahimahullah, al-ashira, wa'idu al-na'iha. Wa'idu al-na'iha, the threat of the punishment for the woman who wails and screams and raises her voice at the time of calamity. And likewise, this goes for a male as well, for a man also. But the woman is the one that this occurs with the majority of the time. But likewise, if a man were to do it as well, he would have the same threat. And Allah knows best. After this, the author, he begins a new chapter. And with regards from here, this point out, for the next several chapters, the issues are now related to the affairs of the heart, beginning with the most important affair of the heart, and that is love, beginning with the issue of love. So the next few chapters, or rather several chapters, the author, he will discuss the affairs of the worship of the heart and how they should be purely and sincerely for Allah and devoted to Allah alone, and not directed any of those actions of the heart to other than Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we close with that. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.